Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show, the next generation of sports radio on this Friday night. Hey, it is time to preview the divisional playoffs as they will be underway this weekend. And in our final segment tonight, hey, it's a true pleasure to have with us for the very first time, Rudy Reyes. He is the host of the Rude Dog Show. I love it. It is a catchy title, a slick show, and a terrific host. Good to have you with us tonight, Rudy.
Oh, hey, thank you so much for having me on. I do appreciate it.
Well, I know that you are out there in Cali, and so a lot of changes have been taking place this week, right? it's keeping you busy on the show.
Exactly. it's very busy. Look, when you're talking about moves that are making, we have rain in the area. And
sure.
With the rain, well, welcome the now Los Angeles Chargers, who made the announcement this morning, Dee Spanos making the decision last night to not stay in San Diego and head on here to the other part of California, if you will be a part of the StubHub Center. In fact, they will be playing there until the new stadium is built, which will house the LA Rams and now the LA Chargers. So lots of changes here, and clearly one of the topics on today's show, in fact, on the Rude Dog Show at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
What was your reaction when you heard the news? And I also, can you get a pulse from some of the fans out there on this big move?
You know what? As far as the pulse is concerned, you have a lot of upset fans. Clearly, the city of San Diego, because Measure C did not pass in San Diego, they're not very happy about it. They're not happy about the new logo change you've probably seen. It's kind of a rip off the LA Dodgers logo. Certainly a logo in the making. As far as fans and what they're concerned with is basically, will they be winning? And if so, does this change their winning perspective moving from city to city?
I have to wonder, too, Rudy, you know, looking at some of your stuff online, you're a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but you're out there in Cali. Are you a little bit dysfunctional? I mean, what's going on? How did that happen?
I get that. You know what? In all fairness, I get that asked a lot. I have been a fan since I was a really young guy, grew up in a pretty bad area, and I have a Steelers pennant that was left after my house was broken into. So I
had
taken that pennant, put it at the foot of my bed, and then started wanting to be more interested in who the Steelers are, what they represent, where they come from, what do the diamonds mean. Obviously, clearly, they're hypocycloids. But looking at it from a very young age, I just decided to really dive into the Steeler, you know, nature and find out who Steeler Nation was, what that was all about. And then, essentially, I was able to enter Steelers training camp in 2014 for the first time ever in Pittsburgh, and the first time ever as a member of the media.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of interviewing Heath Miller, Ryan Shazier, clearly one of the most dynamic linebackers in the NFL, and clearly in the playoff hunt as well as the rest of the team. So I'm just a big fan, but I'm also a realist. When they stink, they stink, and I call it like I see it.
It is an awesome organization. We are going one-on-one with Rudy Reyes, host of the Rude Dog Show. So break it down for us. Give us some reasons why the Steelers, they can beat the Chiefs in the AFC divisional matchup, because Pittsburgh destroyed them, in week four, I believe.
Yeah, correct. It was a week four matchup, and it was in Heinz Field. Of course, the weather was a little bit of a torrential downpour, and it's just a repeat performance. I guarantee the Chiefs are really chomping at the bit right now, stating that they don't have a chance, and the line gets thinner and thinner of the Steelers being able to cover the spread, if you believe in the whole Vegas-ology of betting. I'm not a betting man, but I can tell you this much. If the Steelers could put together the type of performance they did in week four, then I really clearly see them winning against the Chiefs, who, look, when you look at Alex Smith, yes, he has a decent arm, but not a big arm. You have Travis Kelce with no running game. Steelers have Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown,
right,
up-and-comers like DeMarcus Ayers, and even Sammy Coates on special teams. But where the Chiefs could really hurt the Steelers is in that special teams game with Tyreek Hill, who seems to be splashing onto the scene, making noise, proverbially speaking, in regards to what he can do with the ball once it's in his hand. So it's not going to be a blowout. It's not going to be like it was before, but Steelers certainly can get this done, and I'm going to pick 27-24 would be the final there.
Well, the Chiefs and the Steelers, these are two cold weather teams. How much of a factor do you think that the weather is going to be? What, we've got a winter storm headed there, and it's supposed to be cold, but it also, there's supposed to be freezing rain, and you have to wonder, this is going to create some problems in terms of with footing issues and on the ground.
Yeah, it could certainly also hinder the kicking game when you think about the
type
of punt returns and with the ball going end over end. It really makes it a little bit more interesting when you have wind, when you have rain, water, cold. All of those dynamics affect not only the passing game but the kicking. Whenever the ball travels in the air, you're going to have some type of distance problems. As far as both of these teams being a cold weather team, if the temperatures drop more so, and I expect this at game time, probably somewhere in the 30s, maybe the 40s, the Steelers will take certain advantage of that because, again, they played against the Dolphins. Clearly, Dolphins were not ready to play this game in 1 degree temperature in Pittsburgh. By the time halftime occurred, I think it was 12 degrees. So Steelers certainly have an edge in the cold weather game. But, again, very tightly contested, and I expect that to be the case this weekend.
Okay, with the Chiefs and the Steelers in this particular matchup, what is it going to come down to? Is it going to be the best quarterback that wins?
Looking at the dynamics of this game, Steelers could easily handle this on the ground. They don't have Justin Houston. Pass rush hasn't been as great, and the Chiefs have lost at home and haven't actually won one at Arrowhead Stadium since 2003. So you have to look at those dynamics and say, well, it's going to be a tightly contested game. Because you got to get the crowd into it early and often. As long as the Chiefs can keep that momentum, I think they have a chance. That's why this game is close.
Rudy Reyes, he is the host of The Rude Dog Show, therudedogshow.com. Check him out. First time on our program, and we will definitely, it is an open invitation. Rudy, we're going to have you back. You're fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That, of course, was Rudy Reyes, host of The Rude Dog Show, and a special thank you to all of our amazing guests tonight right here at SB Nation Radio. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports.